Summertime Food Safety. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. The Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial kickoff to the summer grilling season, but food safety experts are warning consumers to be careful how they prepare food. Gary Crawford has more.
Well, it's about time.
Here comes summer. School is out. Oh, happy day.
Happy day. Well, school may not be out quite yet, but we do have the Memorial Day weekend, which for many of us does signal the start of the summer and the start of the summer grilling season.
As the summer begins and people are grilling out, we want everyone to remember to chill out before you grill out.
Agriculture Department food safety expert Diane Vann does not mean calm down or take a chill pill before you start grilling, but she says before you get the food hot on the grill, we do need to keep it cool first, starting really when we go to the store to get the food. And Diane Vann says, as many of us don't have any idea about how cold the refrigerator is, many of us have no idea for sure if we're cooking meats on the grill to a hot enough temperature to kill any bacteria that may be on that meat. The biggest problem with that is hamburgers.
We have found in studies that possibly one out of every four hamburgers can look done, but actually not have reached a safe enough temperature of 160 degrees to kill any possible bacteria, say E. coli, which we've known can make children sick, can make adults sick. So it's imperative that you use a food thermometer.
Once the meat is ready to come off the grill, don't keep that food out now for more than 1 hour if it's over 90 degrees outside and 2 hours otherwise. Any questions? Call the Agriculture Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE.
Here comes summer.
In Washington, this is Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and thank goodness.
Here comes summertime at last.
Have a safe holiday weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.